Thank you and good morning. Peninsula Airline will be adding additional flights to the Humboldt County Airport beginning in April. The airport will have destinations heading to the Portland International Airport, which is the largest in Oregon. County Public Works Director Tom Mattson said the following statement, "Our community has made it clear that they want more flights and more destinations, and I'm excited to see our community reap the benefits." The first flights to Portland are scheduled for departure on April 21st, and this will be the first time in 5 years that the county will have two airlines and two destinations serving the airport. School officials with the Klamath Trinity Joint Unified School District have closed all of its schools effective today through February 12th. Superintendent John Ray announced the closure on Friday, citing the immediate need to take health and safety measures involving mold. The measures include the closure of several classrooms, cafeterias, and kitchens. School officials will be holding a press conference this morning at the Hoopa Valley High School's gymnasium at 11 o'clock to address the closures. With the following week being a scheduled holiday for all schools in the district, normal school schedules will resume on February 22nd. The district attorney's office announced on Friday that no charges will be filed related to the officer-involved shooting in Wichpec that involved Hoopa Valley Tribal Police Sergeant Seth Ruiz fatally shooting Richard Kelly in September of 2015. Kelly was seen shooting another man in a parking lot just outside of the Lucky Bear Casino and then fleeing on a stolen motorcycle on Highway 96. Ruiz spotted Kelly speeding on the highway and pursued him until he crashed his bike after crossing the bridge. Kelly drew his firearm and began firing at Ruiz, who returned fire, fatally striking Kelly. The victim, who was shot by Kelly in the parking lot, suffered a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to his leg. At close to midnight on Thursday, Humboldt deputies responded to Marshall Lane at Big Hill after a stabbing attack had occurred in the area. A 26-year-old male victim went to help a neighbor who was being attacked by Charlie McCovey, who was brandishing a large knife. McCovey began to attack the victim, causing a large laceration. He then fled the scene on foot. The victim was treated for his wound, which was deemed non-life-threatening. Law enforcement are currently searching for McCovey, who is considered armed and dangerous. He is an Oregon resident, however, he has family ties in Hoopa, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The 51st annual Trinidad Clam Beach Run took place on Saturday, an event that saw hundreds of participants ranging from Humboldt County to Oregon. In the 3-mile race, Matthew Guerrero clocked the fastest time, while Alicia Smith and Mike Wood came in second and third place, respectively. Placing first in the 8 3/4 mile race was Jace Hinesley, while Liam Clemens and Neil Olson placed second and third. The 5 3/4 mile race had the most participants of all the races, as Eric Olson placed first, while Tanner Shipley and Andy Monroe placed second and third. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka police described it as a chaotic 2-hour period as they were involved in 3 separate incidents in the Bayshore Mall area Thursday afternoon. Eureka detectives were overseeing an inmate work crew cleanup of the Palco Marsh when 2 activists began to interfere with the cleanup. 29-year-old Stanton Wood and 20-year-old Hannah Zivilich were booked into county jail. A half an hour later, an EPD captain speaking with citizens in the marsh nearly got hit by a drunk driver who recklessly drove through the marsh. Additional officers found the vehicle abandoned a few hundred yards down the road. Law enforcement located 35-year-old Fred Schallenberg hiding in bushes, and Schallenberg's dog began charging at officers. Despite the dog being sprayed, he continued to charge, forcing an officer to discharge his firearm, killing the dog. Later, a Bayshore Mall employee spotted 25-year-old Dylan Gallatin, who a few days prior stole merchandise from the mall. Gallatin was spotted in the parking lot trying to start a vehicle with a screwdriver, and officers responded to his location. After a brief foot pursuit, he was arrested and booked into jail on numerous charges. EPD reports that those 3 incidents were one of 19 service calls that spanned over 2 hours. With the suspension of the commercial crab fishing season in the state remaining in effect, businesses continue to be impacted by the season being closed. The U.S. Small Business Administration will now be offering low-interest disaster loans to small businesses in the state's primary counties, including Humboldt, Mendocino, Trinity, and Del Norte counties. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.